All right, well, let's do that pedal thing. And this week, dude, I got a fun one. This is a pedal I've had for a while that I've been wanting to talk about, but I just keep putting it off, and I don't know why. So it's the Russian Big Muff reissue from Electro Harmonix, mm-hmm. and that's one of my favorite pedals. The Green Box Russian Big Muff. I've owned like five of them, and what happens is they're just worth too much money. You know, I buy it for $40 or $100, and then like I'm like, oh crap, it's worth like $350, $400. You know, and it's like I'm like, ugh, and I always put them up for a stupid price, and then like all of a sudden, you know, I'll leave it up for like 5 months at a stupid price, and then all of a sudden somebody offers me something pretty close, or you know, and so I end up flipping it because I'm like, dang it, like that's too much money. Like that's too much money to say no, you know. And I'm like, I'll buy another one, and then I just don't. But then this guy came along, and let me tell you, I did a side by side. It's really close.
Yeah.
It's really darn close. Yeah. It really, the sound I like, because I've had a bunch of the, like I've sold a couple of the Russian Green Big Muffs, mm-hmm. because I didn't, they don't all sound the same because it's a fuzz. And some of them I've been like, that's not really the one I like, you know? And then this one captures the one I like. This is the Black Keys sound, you know, like this is that pedal.
Oh, nice.
And yeah, so if you know that sound and that's the sound you're looking for, this does it. Like it's super good. It's $80. Which is awesome.
Isn't it like
for a pedal.
$80.64 or something like that?
It's 60 cents, I think. Yeah. It's an arbitrary number, you know. I picked it up when it dropped, and it happened to be on like a holiday, so Reverb had like 20% off. So I got it for like $60.
Nice.
Like $60 and some change or something, and shipped, which is crazy. So like almost one of my favorite budget pedals. Like if it was $10 cheaper, it'd be my favorite budget pedal for sure.
Yeah, that's almost there.
Yeah, and you know, like Electro Harmonix makes good stuff. You know, I've liked their stuff for a long time, and they make a ton of pedals. But this one is, yeah, I think they knocked it out of the park. They did a green box just like the, you know, the original, and then they, you know, put Russian text on it, and then like they have the bird logo that, you know, is the Soltech bird logo, mm-hmm. you know, and it looks good. It looks really good. Controls are simple. You have volume, sustain, tone, just like every Big Muff that's out there. And yeah, man, that thing, I really, really like it. It's been on my board a bunch. I've brought it on, brought it off because I can't use fuzz a ton, but it definitely is one I just like. I love to plug it in and just play it. It's a super good pedal.
Yeah, I watch for them to see if one comes up used for in the budget range, you know, the $50 or under, and I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, because people like them. Yeah. People literally like them. I think it is it Roger Williams. Mm-hmm. He bought one, and he was like, "Yep, like this is it. Like this is what, yeah. Like I, you know." And he knows that guy's a huge pedal guy.
Yeah,
and so he knows. He was like, "Yeah, this thing's killer." So
that one and the
check it out.
Oh, sorry, go finish your spot.
No.
Is this it?
Nah, I don't care.
The orange one too.
Yeah,
I'm like really interested in. So
now the orange one, obviously, I mean that's the Smashing Pumpkin sound. Mm-hmm. So if you like that sound, it's definitely going to be up your alley, but like for the money, dude, you spend $160 and you get two pedals.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's chump change in our world. You know, when we were buying, dude, I just spent $400. I just spent $400 in pedals this week. So, you know, and I'm not a baller. I'm just trying to offload some stuff and get that money back and make some trades and make it happen. But yeah, I definitely did not do myself right this week. So what do you got, man?
I'm going to talk about this Strymon Dig.
Oh, I'm the baller now. Okay. All right. Okay.
I have it on loan from Michael Newman. One of our
Mega Newman,
one of our patronizers.
He definitely, let me tell you, he is someone who patronizes, that's for sure. No, just kidding. Much love.
Much love to that guy. He's probably milking cows right now.
Yes. That's a sight in my head I will never get out of my head. Thank you. I appreciate
You're
that.
You're welcome. So the Dig is when he asked me if we wanted to do a pedal swap for a little while and check out some stuff. He had the Dig in his collection, and it's one that I've wanted to spend some time with ever since it first came out. And I saw it on a friend's board and got like 3 seconds to play with it. And I've been wanting to play with one ever since. And it has not disappointed. I really like it. I am a big fan of clean repeats and digital delay sounds where things do not degrade as they disappear. And this does that splendidly. It's got all sorts of knobs and switches. Probably the most important thing is it's 2 delays, from what I can tell. I didn't read the manual. I just played with it. So,
Right. That's what we do. That's like our thing. That's that pedal thing is we just play with
we
it.
We just play with it. So it's
we're like little kids. Mm-hmm.
And there's like a second delay that like I think feeds off of the first one or it's completely separate. Yeah. I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure if it's a completely separate delay sound and they're just mixed together or if the second one feeds off of the first one. That's where the manual probably would be good to read, but I don't care.
Well, I'm pretty sure there's just magic inside, so like it's just whatever.
Yeah.
Just magical.
So for the second delay, the time knob doesn't have time like you normally think of it, like space between the repeats. Repeats. It's got like
the Steve Raupeats.
It's got like the dotted eighth and the dotted and the quarter and all that, which makes me think that it's feeding off of the first one.
Yeah, it sounds like they're trying to make it easy to get that, like, you know, that U2, the Edge sound. Mm-hmm. By having like multiple delays and then like one's feeding off the other would make sense.
And then it's got a swirly cymbal, which I have found to be my favorite spot on the time knob for the second delay. I don't know what the swirly cymbal means, but that is my favorite spot on that knob. I also like the 12-bit for the type of delay. I don't know the different, like what the different spots mean. Like there's 2496, ADM, and then 12-bit, but I know I like the 12-bit. So.
Well, it's got to be like the ratio
or something
of what the chip, the processor can handle, you know, like N64, you know,
yeah.
Sega 32X, and then like, you know, like
video game stuff,
TurboGrafx-16, and then we're going to go to, you know, the NES 8-bit. So yeah, that's it.
All right. I believe you.
Well, it might just be, it might just be how it repeats and how much it can process before it starts doing
freaking
weird stuff
out,
or, you know,
cool. I did like that I could turn the repeats knob all the way up so that it kind of like self oscillates, but then it never got out of control. So it was just,
I like a delay like that.
It just keeps washing in the background.
Yeah, that's cool. Cause like, I really like the DM2. I love the sound of the DM2, but like it self oscillates relatively easily.
Mm-hmm.
And like, that's why I like that TC, 4X Alter Ego, because the DM2 won't self oscillate. Like, no, I don't think there's hardly anything anything self-oscillates in there, and which is, it seems like, oh, they kind of shorted, but it makes it more usable for me. I can get it really far, but it always comes back.
Totally.
So, yeah.
And it's a nice, pretty pink enclosure.
It is a nice pink enclosure. It does look stellar.
Yeah. So that's that pedal thing.